The legal team for Julian Assange is moving quickly to appeal the decision by British Home Secretary Priti Patel to approve the extradition of the WikiLeaks founder to the United States. Mr. Assange is wanted by US authorities on 18 counts, including espionage and hacking, connected to the 2010 to 2011 publication of confidential US military documents related to the Afghanistan conflict. Legal advisor to the Australian Assange campaign, Greg Barnes, told SBS News Ms. Patel's decision does not mean the end of Mr. Assange's legal battle, which has been going on for more than a decade.
This is an Australian citizen who faces 170 years or more in jail for revealing the truth about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And many journalists around the world, thousands of journalists, in fact, and human rights organisations have all said this man should not be extradited to the United States.
The federal government says it will continue to offer consular assistance to Mr. Assange, while noting that Australia is not a party to his case and cannot intervene in the legal matters of another country. Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong and Attorney General Mark Dreyfus jointly acknowledged the decision of the United Kingdom, while also noting Mr. Assange has several avenues through which he can appeal the decision. Senator Wong and Mr. Dreyfus say they will continue to convey expectations that Mr. Assange is entitled to due process, humane and fair treatment, access to proper medical care, and access to his legal team. Legal advisor Greg Barnes says the longer the case drags on, the more they fear for his health.
He's been now detained, certainly firstly at the Ecuadorian embassy and then secondly now in Belmarsh prison for a decade. No one human being can endure the sort of suffering that he's enduring. Now, the difficulty with the United States, of course, if he goes to the United States, we all know how harsh the American system is when it comes to imprisonment. We also know that he's facing an effective death penalty if he goes there.
Ms. Wong and Mr. Dreyfus say the Australian government has been clear in its view that Mr. Assange's case has dragged on for too long and that it should be brought to a close. Mr. Barnes says he's welcomed the way Senator Wong and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have spoken about the case.
Well, certainly from the Australian Assange campaign perspective, we've been very heartened by the statements of the new Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Wong, because what they've demonstrated is that they've got an understanding of the need to get involved in this case and assist an Australian citizen who is facing over 170 years in jail for releasing information about US war crimes back in 2010, 2011.
US lawyers say they believe the jail term would be more like 4 to 6 years. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance says the UK government's decision to uphold the application by the US Department of Justice to extradite Australian publisher Julian Assange imperils journalists everywhere. Mr. Assange's wife, Stella Morris, says the Australian government must do whatever it takes to get him home. Speaking at a news conference alongside Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, and Tim Dawson from the National Union of Journalists, Ms. Morris called on the Albanese government to stand up for its citizens, saying they will use every appeal avenue in the process. Ms. Morris says this is a political case that needs to be resolved at the highest levels.
This was always a possibility that Priti Patel would approve sending Julian to the country that has plotted to assassinate him, to the country that Julian exposed the crimes of, and we're not at the end of the road here. We're going to fight this. We're going to use every appeal avenue. And we're going to fight. I'm going to spend every waking hour fighting for Julian until he's free, until justice is served.
Ms. Patel's decision does not mean the end of Mr. Assange's legal battle, which has been going on for more than a decade. The Home Office said while the extradition request has been approved, Mr. Assange still has 14 days to appeal the decision. Mr. Assange can seek to appeal through London's High Court, and ultimately he can take his case to the UK Supreme Court. But if an appeal is refused, Mr. Assange must be extradited within 28 days. The 50-year-old has been held in Belmarsh Prison in London for the last 3 years as he fights the extradition request from the US. Prior to that, he spent 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Sweden in 2010 launched a case seeking Mr. Assange's extradition on allegations of sex crimes, but has since dropped the legal action. Mr. Barnes says there must be a resolution.
I've been around this case now for almost a decade, and that's a decade too long. And I'm just concerned for Julian's continued mental and physical health, for his family, and particularly his two young children and his wife, Stella, but also for his father, who I've been working with now for over a decade, and of course his brother. You know, this is a human being at the end of this case, and that's what's important. It's an extradition case, I know as a lawyer, which is not an normal extradition case. It's one that needs to be resolved at the political level for a range of reasons, but also, but most importantly, for humanitarian reasons.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.